notification. Okay, like today. Okay. And could you please tell me your email address on which you received that notification? Rudin, is that what you said? Okay, gmail.com. Okay, just give me a moment. Be on the line, please. Do you have a PayPal account with us? Do you know anybody with the name of Jay? Well, there is a PayPal account under the name of, and the charge is of $500 for purchasing Bitcoin through PayPal. So do you know anything about that? Okay, just give me a moment. The transaction is still under the process, and the charge has been placed from North Carolina for purchasing Bitcoin through PayPal. Do you deal in Bitcoin? All right. I'm proceeding up for the verification of this transaction. By the time, may I know with whom I'm speaking up with right now? The time the verification process is going on, may I know? Okay, my question is that by the time the verification is going on, may I know with whom I'm speaking up with right now? And your last name is Rudin? Yes, Mr. John, the charge has been placed up today morning, and the transaction is still under the process, as you said that it's not you who made this transaction. So I'm proceeding up with the cancellation. But before that, I'm also filing an investigation report about this charge so that we may get to know, like, from where exactly these charges are coming from and by whom. And the last thing is, I can see that this charge has been placed up, and there are multi-checking accounts which has been linked up with this auto debit charge. That means this charge is going to be automatically debit within 24 hours. So that, could you please confirm me or verify me that what is the name of your bank in which you have a checking account with? Only the name of the financial institution. Besides, is there any other financial institution in which you have a checking account with? All right. Okay, so right now I'm proceeding up for the declaration, but before that I'm putting this charge on hold. And I'm sending a formal mail to the Chase Financial Institution reporting them about the suspicious charge which you are receiving from the PayPal. As soon as your bank will receive the mail from the PayPal department, they are going to be reaching out to you regarding the verification of charges that are really receiving any kind of transactions from PayPal or not, and about the suspicious transaction you might be receiving through a third party. As soon as if there will be any kind of suspicious charges coming back onto your accounts in future from any of the anonymous sites, they are going to be blocking those charges immediately and investigate it by their own site while reverting it back to you. All right. And yes, you will receive confirmation mail from our site regarding the cancellation of the charges about the suspension of this fake account. All right. Which is mentioned over here is 52302. Is this zip code? 52302. Can you please confirm me your correct zip code? 10023. Got it, sir. Just be near your phone, and I hope the number on which we are having a word right now is the best number to reach you out, or your cell phone number, which is 18-912-4649. All right. Thank you for your time and patience. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir? You receive the confirmation mail from our side as soon as the transaction will be fully cancelled. And after that, the suspension of this PayPal account, you will receive notification for that also onto your email address. Okay, thank you for your time and patience. Have a great bye-bye.